Hey everybody, welcome to a new segment from Tony's show, and today we're going to talk about a bunch. I've been getting emails for a long while about being targeted and torture and mind control and all kinds of things. And it was really interesting because I and it's in the posting, an actual document about the legalization of torture and the effects of torture. And this, believe it or not, gives everybody the right to litigate against respective governments that are involved in this type of behavior. I was at the apartment and I had the TV on and I was watching Star Trek Next Generations. And it was interesting because tonight they had a scene where Riker gets caught by some planetary security, and now they got him in the lab, and they got him programming holograms in his mind. He's in a state of unconsciousness, and they're pumping these you know, mind control images and making him think that he's in a state of medical compromise. And the way they played it and how they did it was really interesting, depicting what the MKUltra does in the real world. The military-industrial complex, artificial intelligence, whatever you want to call it, that's enacting these mind control scenarios in everybody's head. And he eventually snapped out of it. And when they came to, well, they even depicted a scenario where they came to rescue him, and he fought it. And later he realized that it was a scenario that they've been playing these scenarios in his mind. And they made in his mind the reality of whatever they were trying. They were using realistic things that he was exposed to or living or enacting, and they basically used those things to create a manipulation. And the second one I watched was Deep Space Nine, and it was talking about a cult, and how this Cardassian became the leader of this cult from another planet, blah blah blah. And in there too was the mind control. It was so well done, because having gone through two cults myself and seeing how that's done, they depicted it right down to a T, how they got everything going, how someone come along and say that there's been some new revelation by God or the universe or some kind of bullshit that gets everybody caught up on the euphoria of whatever is being spoken. And the person was a self-appointed prophet to whatever deity they were worshiping. In there, you saw the mind control going on again, using a commonality of a belief or a faith or a religion or some spiritual ideology. He was able to maneuver and manipulate everybody, because now he is using key code words that people who are in those things would utilize or exercise, and as a result they would follow whatever. And every time he got caught doing something he shouldn't, he was saying there was some sort of divine revelation that, oh, this new revelation of blah, 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 and people would fall for it. And this goes on today. People get caught up on the spiritual hullabaloo, and everything's spiritual, and everything's the universe, and everything's blah, blah, blah. But they have nothing to substantiate it. Nothing. Zero, nada, nothing. You know, when you see the older prophets, older men of God, they not only spoke what God told them to speak, but they were able to have validation to what they were talking about. As a result, it was basically sealed that whoever you were dealing with at that point in time had some kind of special anointing, calling, or whatever it may be that you, however you define it. And as a result, whatever miraculous things went on, whatever things that were being done to substantiate, to validate the words that the person was speaking, that they were coming from God and not some humanistic or some theological or some demonic influence, there was validation. But today, this is going on all the time. You know, you look on television today, and you see the TV evangelicals. You know, you see the other religions now coming out on television, and they're doing the same thing. They're selling their religion, and so basically they collect money, and they make a shitload of money, and then the money is used for drugs and warfare. That's how it goes. And this is going on now. And the reason why I'm pointing all these things out is because mind control can come from a lot of different venues. You could be going to church, and if the minister happens to be part of a government agency or a military agency or a clinical agency, and they want to seduce or reduce or manipulate the people in the pews sitting there, then everybody going to these establishments, well, whether it's a temple, whether it's a church, whether it's a fellowship, whether it's a tent where people meet, they'll go there and can be then manipulated, saying key words, saying things to incite or reduce people, keeping them placid, keeping them agitated, just by what and how they speak. So if you go and you're going to talk to somebody in those religious circles, you have to speak the language that they're speaking. So if you're going to speak to somebody, for instance, of the Hebrew faith, you have to know the Torah. If you're going to speak to somebody of the Islamic faith, then you have to know the Quran. If you're going to speak to somebody on the Christian faith, you're going to have to know the Bible. You know, if you're going to speak to somebody on the Vedic terms, then you're going to have to understand the books of the Vedics, you know, right across the board. If you come across thinking that you can speak whatever language you can speak, there are certain things that you can talk about. There will be a certain commonality, but here's the but. When it gets beyond that commonality, nobody knows what you're talking about unless you understand what it is, or you have divine insight on what the other person believes. Now, in this document, what I did is I made a PDF, and I highlighted bits and parts of it so that when you see this, there's some cartoons in there. I gotta warn you, there's some cartoons. But when you read this document, you can see right now that the planet is going under torture. Planet-wide, the planet is being tortured. And when you read the highlights that I put there, you're going to find that how the torturing is going on. It's astounding when I see what's going on in the television and the shit they're selling, making everything a fashion statement now, so that, and most of you are so gullible, and again, I'm not talking about those who are awake, those who are listening to this thing, are so gullible, you fall for this all the time. Like I said, the Italians are rejecting the mask. The Africans are rejecting the mask. They say the numbers don't add up. These things are not as dangerous as they said. And I mean, there have been doctors, profound doctors all across the planet, are saying that the odds of dying from this thing is like a 0.001%. So why are you wearing a mask? See, when you watch television, television is a mind control device. It's a torture device. It's really what it is. It's a torture device. And you don't see it that way. You guys think, well, you know, it's just, I'm just watching TV. But in essence, it's a torture device, because what it does is it instills in your mind to buy junk or shit you don't need. And then when you buy the junk or shit you don't need and you start using this stuff, what winds up happening is you wind up with problems. You wind up with health issues. These masks But I bet you within the next 4 to 5 years, the respiratory cancers are going to be off the map. The autoimmune disorders are going to be off the map. Cancers are going to be off the map of all kinds, just from wearing these idiotic masks today. You know, when you're looking at this social distancing, well, we saw the Prime Minister of Canada the other day not social distancing at all. He was right in the crowd having a photo shoot. So what's up with that? And then a buddy of mine told me he was at a store, and just to show you the mind control, the games of the mind control, it's just unbelievable. He's at the store, and he's about 5 meters, well, not quite 5 meters, I think more like 4 meters, 3.5, 4 meters away from the next person. And they were saying to him to back off, he's too close, blah, blah, blah. And he was at the end of the till, she was at the front of the till. It's like, really? So, anyway, he got into a bit of a rah-rah with this person, trying to explain that that their distance was more than adequate. And then this is what the woman told him, that she was a nurse. Imagine that, a nurse being that stupid. A nurse being so idiotic that she... Now, whether this person was a nurse or not, I really suspect that they weren't. They were just saying that so that he would bow to her authority because she's a nurse. If a nurse tells you that the masks are essential, that nurse is an idiot, uneducated. All she did was able to pass an exam, got a job, and then she's just following orders. Okay, that's an idiot. Anybody who's propagating these masks need to first read on the side of the box that they offer absolutely no protection, nothing. Now they got these new four-layer masks, and they got these new masks with this copper filling and the silver filling, and the silver filling and the copper filling. They look so beautiful. You gotta have one. You gotta have one. Oh, you gotta have one because the aesthetics of these things. Oh my gosh, this is mind control. This is torture. This is a form of torture. When you read the documents and you see what torture really is. It's not just beating the hell out of somebody. It's not just inflicting bodily pain. But it's also about traumatizing a person with all kinds of fears and innuendo so that you can control their actions and take over their systems by using some form of fear. It's in the documents. You're going to flip when you see these things. You're going to just flip right out like, what the heck? You know? It's important, it's really important that you start looking at stuff like the Bible says, my people perish for lack of wisdom, my people perish for lack of knowledge. This applies to everybody, right across the board. I don't care what your beliefs are, I don't care what your ideologies are, if you're not applying wisdom and knowledge in your life, then you are doomed. All you'll wind up doing is walking in circles. You won't understand what's going on, and you'll keep on making the same mistake over and over and over and over again. As the Bible says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so does a fool return to his folly. So, you know, don't be foolish. Study, read the side of the boxes, understand what's going on. The media is constantly propagating the bullshit and the lie. That's all they do, that's all they know how to do. And the unfortunate reality is most of you believe the television. Most of you believe the actual mainstream media. The fake news comes from the fake channels. NBC, CBC, CBS, ABC. These are the fake channels. These are the people that read from a teleprompter. These are the people that just follow their script. These are the people that are torturing your mind with anxiety and fear and doubt and make you dysfunctional. These are the people that are programming you to believe whatever bullshit that the government or whatever institution, the pharmaceutical industry, is trying to get you to believe. Bill Gates and Soros, these are guys that are well off guys that they can buy anybody or sell anybody, because that's what they're talking about. I actually got a cartoon on Silly Billy. Silly Billy made the cartoons. Check it out. Point I'm trying to get here is that it's essential that you all pay attention. Like I said, when Trudeau did the bended knee thing, what did they do? They all jumped on his bended knee, and this is some sort of Masonic order, and this is some sort of demonic thing, and he's bound to the devil, and blah, blah, blah. That may be true. But everybody missed the big picture. He was in a crowd of people, and he didn't social distance. What's up with that? That's my point. Look at whatever you're seeing with critical thinking. Look at whatever you're observing with critical thinking. Don't just follow what they want you to be focused on. That's absurd. That's crazy. That's really beyond belief stupid. Because if you follow what they tell you, you will wind up in a pit deader than a doornail. That's how it rolls. You know, we've heard so many songs over the decades about, you know, how and what they're doing and how they're manipulating the mind control, MK Ultras, VK2. You got Google has some sort of mind control as well. They all have it. And they use it. Even the grocery stores, when you go grocery shopping, it's hitting you with a blue beam technology so you don't steal. It keeps putting in your head, don't steal, don't steal, don't steal. Nobody has a right to be in your head and telling you what to do. Now, if you can't go into a grocery store and not realize that you can't steal from a grocery store, the only time I would justify stealing from a grocery store is if you're dead broke, starving, and you have family, and if you walked into the store and had to do whatever you had to do, then in my mind, it's not that I justified that kind of behavior, but I see that it's done because of necessity. So the judgment would not be a bad judgment for the person. In fact, it would be some leniency if this is a legitimate reason. But again, the mind control. You know, Mr. Trump comes on the television. Mr. Trudeau comes on the YouTube, on the television. Every day we see one of them or both of them making a speech. And the speech is all about how great and wonderful, how everybody's doing such a good job, and how everybody's this and that, you know. I saw Mr. Trudeau make a speech, and he said that Canada was not exempt from the problems that America had, that we could have those problems too, because we had a native shot in New Brunswick. You know, the policeman shot her 5 times, and nobody seems to know why. Sounds like there was an organ harvesting going on. I mean, who knows? Who knows? You know, it wouldn't surprise me. The reality of things. Okay, and what they show you, like I said, Mr. Trudeau was doing, making speeches, all kinds of speeches. And now they put a look on him. Now he's got this beard, you know, and he looks older, and seems to be. And the idea is to depict him as a wise prime minister, or somebody that has, you know, whatever experience. You know, everybody seems to have forgotten about the Lavalin ripoff that went on. Out west, and you know, whatever other rip, oh, and the 1.2 million inheritance that you might have got from Bill Gates, he said he got it from a family member. Well, maybe their family, who knows? Third cousins, fourth cousins, who knows? When we're looking at the things they want us to see, this is a form of torture. Because they want you to feel what they have programmed in the program to make you feel. Are you afraid? Are you stressed? Are you having high levels of anxiety? Are you overdoing the concept of having something perfect, and you keep on, neurotically working on something that doesn't need to be worked on? That's all torture. It's all a form of torture and programming. And like I said, you know, when you're looking at that whole, that whole concept of the human rights and, it's amazing when you read this document, it's just utterly amazing what has been going on for such a long time. And what is happening to people as a result of what's been going on for such a long time. Everyone has basically been devolving into whatever the evolution is gearing us for. Some believe it's a transhuman thing. Some believe it's your DNA that the artificial intelligence will use to further expand its resources, or to run its operating system. That's what they're talking about. There's a lot of things that we hear, a lot of things that we see that it can be screwed as torture if you're being directed at and having to be quarantined and you're stuck in the quarantine because they won't let you out. Then you have a problem because now you're no longer, a free person. Being arrested without just cause is a form of torture. It's amazing, just amazing, how they have manipulated the whole torture game and how we have been so oblivious to it. And because it's been going on for so long, we think it's normal. We think this is normal behavior. I sent out there today, it's called Today's Torture Assault, that's why I called it, it's a PDF. And you can see the clouds in the skies and you can see the ripples in the air. Those are frequencies that are modifying or geoengineering the weather patterns or the jet stream above us. Either creating new chemtrails or breaking those up and then starting them somewhere else. But when you look at these photos, this is where you can see why you're feeling what you're feeling and why you're hearing what you're hearing and what your senses are telling you is because these frequencies are hitting you like an antenna. You have your DNA is assimilated or integrated with nanotechnology or nanobiotech. As a result, when these frequencies go on, they can activate your central nervous system, and these bots or these quantum dots or the program material that's inside will now begin to assemble, allowing these frequencies to better propagate in the person, turning more and more and more on. It's amazing when you start looking at all of this and you start beginning to see, because I had people contact me saying, well, they didn't see any chemtrails in Florida. And I said, oh, they've got them there, just you haven't seen them. So if that person sends me an email, I'll send them these pictures. But these are frequencies that you can actually see. These are frequencies that you can actually see that can cause undue torturous effects on the DNA and genetic code. This is torture. The fact that we're living in the world that we're living in today with genetics and with nanobiology, nanobiotech, when we're looking at the processes of people that are coming through, and they are modifying or genetically engineering them through the food supply, through the air we breathe. This is the reason why I said, the nano is going to be an ongoing thing, because these particulates that are up there in the sky that come down, they can actually reload the body. So it's all going to be about lowering it down, lowering the particulate matter that you're accumulating, lowering it down so that you can be in control, or better control of what's going on in your body. But you'll see this. These are all a form of torture. Okay, this is what this is. This is a form of torture. And when you look at these documents on torture, you're going to be surprised at what you've seen and what you're seeing on this stuff, and what can prevail, what can happen if people are exposed to certain elements or people have been locked down. The other thing they talk about in this thing is they talk about a lockdown. When people are locked down longer than they should be, and so forth and so on. Like I said, this really, really sounds, you know, like what's going on today. So when you're looking at the document, it's called Masks, and it's got, when you first look at it, it's got people's faces on there. You know, I live in fear, I believe in CNN, I'll snitch on you, I believe in Agenda 21, I want safety, not freedom. This is programming. This is all programming that they are trying to get you to read. This is silly shit that they do. But this is the agenda that they're pulling off in front of everybody. And this is where everybody has to start waking up, saying, I'm not wearing these effing masks. I'm not wearing these gloves. If you don't let me in your store, fine, I'll boycott your store and I'll start ordering online. That's how you make the changes. And if you get enough communities to start doing this, what winds up happening is then the premier or the governor of the states or the provinces will have to have a second look at what's going on and how they need to adapt. So anyway, this is again a little bit of what's going on. Let me see here. The acquisition or deterioration of impairment as a result of the treatment of conditions of detention in the victim, and that medical treatments of an intrusive and irreversible nature. Imagine that, being impaired because you are in a state of detention. Isn't that what everybody's in right now, a state of detention? And when the kids go back to school, they're gonna be sitting in circles, they're not gonna be able to talk and play with each other. That is, again, jumping through a hoop. You know, jumping through a hoop. You know, see, and here's another interesting thing about torture. When lacking a therapeutic purpose and enforced or administered without free and informed consent, may constitute torture or ill treatment. When they try to force the vaccines down your throat, when they can finally come out with them, after they've killed so many people preparing and making these things, after, you know, they start engaging in whatever wave they're going to be in these vaccines, this is something that, again, you see what's going on. If you say no, you don't want a shot, and they force you to take it or try to force you to take it, then this is what you can show them as part of the, you know, the system here and what's going on. You know, let me keep reading here. Let's see here. It says that the threshold of severe mental suffering can be reached not only through subjectively experienced suffering, but in the absence of subjectively experienced suffering. Also, though objectively inflicted mental harm alone. In any case, even below the threshold of torture, the intentional and purposeful infliction of mental harm would almost invariably amount to other cruel and inhuman or other degrading treatment or punishment. Mind control, and using mind control to further exasperate and damage people. We had a woman years ago that, you know, I mentioned her. Brian, you know, Brian and I were working with her, and she took the spooky, and we told her not to, and it just exponentially leaped through her body. It eventually killed her after 2 years, you know. And the mental damage that she had as a result of what they did to her, you know, it was unreal. The threshold of what they gave her and what they did to her was all a form of torture. And when these thoughts come into your head, whether they're, you know, white objects, yellow objects, whatever's in your head, and you know, you are in a position where, again, you need to go from point A to point B, and you've had some kind of vision pop into your head that would intimidate or scare you, you have to take that by the horn. You have to grab it right away and say, no, I'm not going to fall for this. Because if you don't, it'll keep on selectively repeating the same assault over and over and over until you deal with it. Okay, so when we're looking at some of this other stuff here, it may be stressed that the perfectly benevolent purposes cannot per se vindicate coercive or discriminatory measures. For example, practice such as involuntary abortion, sterilization, or psychiatric intervention based on medical necessity or the best interest of the patient. Best interest of everybody, or forcibly internment for the re-education of political or religious dissidents in the spiritual healing of mental illness. In the future, one of the waves are going to come along. They've already shut down the churches and places of worship in the United States and Canada, and they're allowing the people that believe in the Islamic faith to be able to practice Ramadan, you know, maybe for until it's over, who knows. But the point is that the fact that they are taking away your access to where you go and worship, and then trying to force some kind of re-education or of political or religious dissidence, the spiritual healing of mental illness will be the reprogramming of your mind, the torture to induce in you what they want to see, what they want you to capitulate to. This is what it's all about. Always remember, stand your ground when you hear the voice of Scald. And powerlessness of the victim is a defining prerequisite of torture. Right now, all the governments in the world are putting people in a state of being powerless. This is torture. This is totally torture. And when they start putting people in a lockdown, that people are voluntarily locking themselves down for, they can go in and manipulate whatever they want, anytime they want, especially if you leave your mind wide open. You know, when you get into that, clear your mind. Yes, clear my mind so that you can take in. It says the declaration and the convention refer to a situation where the victim of a torture is a detainee or a person, at least under the factual power or control of the person inflicting the pain or suffering. And when the perpetrator uses this unequal and powerful situation to achieve a certain effect, such as the extraction of information, intimidation, or punishment. Like I said, we're in a world today where, you know, burying people is going to be one of the many, many options of people that are going to be alive will be doing. You know, in practice, powerlessness arises whenever someone has come under the direct physical or equivalent control of the perpetrator and has effectively lost the capacity to resist or escape the infliction of pain or suffering. So you don't want to put yourself in that kind of a compromise. Powerlessness can also arise through the body of worn devices capable of delivering electric shocks to the remote control, given that they cause the complete subjugation of the victim irrespective of physical distance. Imagine that you're walking down the street and all of a sudden you're getting popped with a frequency. It activates a certain part of your brain and automatically you disengage and become an automaton following the frequency or the signal or the program location where everybody has to meet in regarding to whatever they're going to be dealing with. And those who have been again put in a position of being powerless, you round it up, put it into an isolation of some kind, and as needed, they have you come out to do whatever's required. This is where this is all going. You know, you have to understand that, you know, when we're dealing with the torture, when you read the documents, you're going to find how the whole world, and I mean the whole world, is under the spell of being tortured. Okay, and who's torturing? It's just phenomenal that the how long this has been going on. The torturing of people for no reason, you know, inflicting them for no reason. Isolating them for no reason. We've got this going on in Canada. We're going to have kids go to school and they're going to sit in a circle. Wow, so much for interaction and activation and becoming friends. But they'll get the corona, boogeyman. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep them in a circle. Isn't a circle something that the occult used to do when people were going to invoke some sort of demon? They would draw a circle and stay inside while they chanted the program required to access whatever program that they were drawing to it. You know, isn't that, you know, what that means? Drawing the circle and having a child sitting there. It's amazing. Like I said, when you start looking at things, you know, when you start wondering, the cartoon talked about Silly Billy, and Silly Billy says in the cartoon that they will do things to such a degree that you will beg them to be chipped and tagged. This is what he's saying. Beg them to be chipped and tagged. Can you imagine that? Imagine that. This is the game. This is the game. This is the torture. Now, understanding the torture is 90% of the battle. Learning how to make things that can block the torture is what you're looking for. Okay, that's what you're looking at, how to deflect the frequencies from accessing you in any way, shape, or form. And by removing the nano inside your body, the nanobiotech that's inside your body, the more you remove that, okay, the more you start to comprehend things in your system, you know, in your brain, in the way you function. The more you reduce the load, the more you reduce the buildup in the system, the better you start to come around, okay? But don't use things that are going to cause any direct assault. That would be a mistake. Alrighty, so when you're looking at all that we're doing today and what's going on, you know, today's torture assault, Human Rights Council against a document on torture, mask, a breakdown of Human Rights Council and torture. Black and green tea will give you the reasons to stockpile and use. Black and green tea are some things that you might want to keep as a survival food as well. High level, high profile, multiple antioxidants. It's something to look at, look into. And then you got the Silly Billy cartoon, which I mentioned. Oh, he's such a Silly Billy. Silly Billy. You know, and let me remind you again about the Bermuda Triangle that Yanni built. Great idea. You know, now you have two options where you can get the triangle. You can get it from me or him, or him and me. Unless you're building them yourself, which is good too. Great. Good idea. Build them yourself. Get to know how this stuff works. So, like I said, it's important. So, anyway, where we're at here. Wow, today this thing seems to be moving slow. That pretty well covered the whole show. Well, anyway, I'm gonna leave it right about here tonight. The documents are pretty heavy gunned. So you might want to, like I said, take it in bits and bytes. The PDF will be up. There'll be a PDF again of what went on in the sky today with the frequencies, which are torturing. They're torturing us with those frequencies, you know. And then today, when I came home, when I came into my shop, the breathing was heavy because they released something in the air. Again, welcome to Canada, eh? Come on down, get fumigated. You're next. What a place, what a place. So when you go on the page, there are again a couple guys there, or a couple people there, I should say, because we got Sherry Three Churches, Yanni, Brian, and myself. Feel free to help any way you can, whether you want to pass the information around, or again, if you want to send money, either way, you know. And again, help propagate the message and help push it so that people will start to wake up. Not just start to wake up, but to get active at what's going on. Alrighty, so until the next segment, to your health. And remember, like I said, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, and we're still here. Keep that in mind. Alright, talk to you in a bit.